Jasper Jones, a novel by Craig Sylvie, read by Humphrey Bower. Jasper kneels, and he straightens her limbs tenderly, aligns her body, as though she's just sleeping deeply, and he's being careful not to wake her. I think I see him brush her cheek with the back of his hand, but I can't be sure. His movements are slow and deliberate, respectful. I feel awkward, as though I'm witnessing something very private. Like I've come creeping to Jasper's bedroom window. I'm peering at something intimate inside. I should turn my face and look away. It's not for me to share. But I'm eerily adhered. Jasper Jones is carefully unpicking the knot around her neck. This is torrid to watch. My ears are pinned back. I think Jasper is getting frustrated. He pulls at it, but it won't give. Then my feet move. I don't know how. I find myself kneeling cautiously. Jasper glances up briefly. "Hey, Charlie," he says, as though I were just passing by. I don't respond. I am transfixed and terrified. The colour of her face, the swell of it, the glaze in her gaze. I feel ill. The right eye is dark and puffed. There is a small cut on her jaw, another on her eyebrow. She's been hit, beaten badly. It's true. My stomach seizes. I am shaking as I push my glasses back. "I don't want this round her neck," Jasper says under his breath, his head bowed. "But I can't get this knot. It's not even a noose. Look, just a knot. It's all for show. Maybe she really weren't hanged till after. Maybe she died before. I'm going to have to cut it, Charlie. Got to be careful, but..." I nod.